of Tyrus, six Mishnah Kabetzach, Lashana Kabetzach, Lashlisha. If you have a full shear of Oichum, which is a Shana Matum, and a full shear of the third level of Tumah, Shabbat and Zebazay, you mix them together and made one ball out of them. Shane, it has a higher level, because as long as you have a full amount of a higher level of Tumah, it stays that state, even though you mixed it together with something else. Chilkun, if you split it in half, then Zeshlishi for Zeshlishi, each one becomes a Shlishi, because each one does not have a full shear of a Kibetza of the Shane. Each one fell independently on a loaf of chuma. They didn't passel it because each one is a shlishi, which doesn't passel chuma. Not the shnei kayachas, but if they fell simultaneously on a kikah of chuma, as to shlishi, they made to shlishi. If you have a beitz of oichel rishon and shlishi, shabbos zebazay, you mix them together, it's also a rishon, because once again, since you had a full share of each one, you go by the most stringent of the two. Chilkun, if you split it in half, zesheni v'zesheni. Why is there shein of a zesheni? Because you don't have a full share of a rishon. So the question is, why isn't that a shlishi? Because the shlishi became a sheni by touching. Sorry, the shlishi became a sheni by touching the rishon, and now everything is a sheni. Shaf a shlishi shenog of a rishon, that's a sheni. The shlishi, when it touched originally the rishon, became a sheni. Shtei kebeitzim oichel rishon, shtei kebeitzim oichel sheni. If now two full kebeitzim of rishon and sheni, if shabbos zebazen, you mix them together, it's still a rishon because you have more than a kebeitzim of rishon. Chilkin zeh rishon v'zeh rishon. The shloisha, if you split it in half, then it still remains a rishon because if you split it in half, each half has a full kebeitzim of rishon. If you split into three, the shloisha la'alba, three or four chalokim, now each one has less than a kebeitzim of rishon, harei zeh sheni. And it becomes a shein. Kishtei beitzim oichel sheini, kishtei beitzim oichel shlishi. You have two shiurim, which is two beitzim of sheini and shlishi. Shabbos and zebazet, you mix them together. Sheini, of course, since you have more than a kibetz of the sheini, the whole thing has the status of a sheini. Chilka, you split in half, is a sheini, is a sheini. Because even if you split in half, you still have a kibetz in each half of the sheini. Shlosho alvarelu shlishi. Split into three or four, then now you have less than a full kibetz of sheni. Then, since you have to combine shlishi to make the shear, you go by the lower tumah, which is the shlishi.